Military officials from approximately 36 countries met in Germany today to discuss whether to send a multinational force to help refugees who are stranded in Zaire. The talks were inconclusive and will continue through the weekend. As the debate continues, there are new signs that the proposed Canadian-led intervention may never get off the ground. The leader of Zairean rebels warned today that foreign troops could enter eastern Zaire only over the dead bodies of his soldiers. Also today, the United States said the number of refugees still in Zaire is less than half that estimated by relief groups. NPR's Ann Cooper reports from Gisenyi, Rwanda.
There are two refugee crises in this region right now, one in Rwanda, where 500,000 people began walking home from exile last week, and one in Zaire, where hundreds of thousands more may be stranded in a region torn by fighting. In Rwanda, the immediate needs are clear, moving people home, starting the process of reintegration and reconciliation. But the crisis in Zaire is far more complex. There are reports of continued fighting in the region between ethnic Tutsi rebels and Hutu militias. Relief groups have been barred from the area for several weeks, and a raging dispute about how many refugees are stranded has affected the debate on whether and how the international community should intervene. On one side are relief groups led by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, which says intelligence data and other information shows as many as 700,000 Rwandan refugees remain in eastern Zaire. On the other side are governments. Both American and Rwandan officials say they believe most of the refugees camped in eastern Zaire for over 2 years have now come home. U.S. National Security Advisor Anthony Lake said today that there are several large groups of people in the closed region, but some are believed to be Hutu militias. Lake said the U.S. estimates there are 300,000 stranded refugees, less than half the number used by relief groups. Aid officials accuse the United States of deliberately underestimating. The U.S. simply doesn't want to send troops, they argue. U.S. officials countercharge that relief groups have hyped the crisis, exaggerating the number of refugees and their condition. Even if there was agreement on the scope of the crisis in Zaire, it is not at all clear what role an intervention force could play. Both Rwanda and the rebel forces holding eastern Zaire say they do not want troops in the region. The Rwandan government says it would welcome logistical help to deal with the 500,000 who have already returned home. A mission to distribute aid within Rwanda might be a way for the international community to appear to be responding to that crisis, but a mission limited only to Rwanda will not solve the crisis next door in Zaire. I'm Ann Cooper in Gisenyi.